This is the Craft of Coaching podcast, where you'll learn about how to become a life coach with a strong skill set through understanding the craft of coaching. I'm Kate Swoboda, also known as Kate Courageous. As the director of a life coach training program called the Courageous Living Coach Certification Program, I'm passionate about the craft of coaching and how we evolve the skills and the industry. Learn more about our program at teamclcc.com. And here's today's episode.
Hey, y'all. I thought that I'd do a little episode for the Craft of Coaching on setting goals in your coaching business. Now, to me, the sitting down and setting goals thing is something that I do annually. So I sit down at the beginning of the year and I say, okay, where do I want to be by the end of the year? But it's also something I do quarterly. Now, I don't divide the quarterly goals up immediately. I'll set my annual goals. I'll say, here's where I want to be by the end of the year. And then I will just do Q1. And I'll say, here's what my goals are for quarter one. And then when quarter two is coming around, that's when I set my goals for quarter two. And then when quarter three is coming around, that's when I set my goals for quarter three. And the reason that I do it that way is that I feel way too jammed in around goal setting if I do it any other way. You know, I don't know how relevant this is, but some of you are going to be like, high five, sister, because I am a Sagittarius with five planets in Virgo, which someone who reads astrology once told me that if that's your chart, if you're a Sagittarius with five planets in Virgo, she said, you are the get shit done powerhouses of the zodiac, which I have always remembered and I have always loved. Basically, her interpretation was that a Sagittarius brings in all the wild creative energy, the innovation, the like, let's fuck it up a little bit. Let's see. Let's push it. Let's actually play, experiment, do something kind of fun. And then the Virgo is the discipline. And we're going to actually take the wild, innovative energy, creative energy, and then put it into something like annual and quarterly goal setting, which can be kind of nerdy and can feel a little bit rigid for some people. And speaking of when goals feel rigid for people, I would want to challenge somebody who feels that way. You are in this life and you are the one who is in choice. And if goal setting feels rigid to you, then I would challenge you around how you're going about it. Because in essence, goal setting, if it feels too rigid, it's probably that you're being too rigid. There needs to be some level of room. And I did a webinar, which you can still access if you go to crowdcast.io or search for Crowdcast and Kate Courageous. You should be able to find it on agile planning. Because in, you know, the pandemic era, where suddenly we're looking around, we're going, oh, we can't just count on everything to neatly unfold the way we had anticipated. There's actually a lot of things that can come up that are fundamentally uncertain about being a human being. I think that it's important to keep planning agile. And what I talked about in that webinar was not just setting goals that are based on outcomes, but also setting goals that are about things like learning. Like, what do you want to learn as part of this goal? Because, and I give the example in that webinar of, let's say you've decided this is the year that you're going to write a book. Well, the outcome is writing the book, but if you don't hit your page count at the end of the year, are you a failure? Well, that doesn't seem like a great thing to set up for oneself. So how about your outcome is the page count, but you have another goal embedded within that one, which is what you want to learn about yourself or your creative process or what it's like to write a book. And then another goal that I encourage people to put in is a goal around how you feel or how you want to feel. And so if you as a coach, you are working with clients and helping them to set annual or quarterly goals, or even just to establish a primary focus of some kind for their coaching with you. If clients express resistance about outcomes, there's an opportunity here. How are they approaching goal setting? Because if the way they are approaching goal setting is with an attitude that stinks, well, then of course it's not going to be a great experience. So a shift in attitude is something for them to take ownership over. B, how can you put other aspects of what it looks like to go after a goal into the process of that client work. So outcomes, what you want to learn, how you want to feel, those are all great things to put into any aspect of goal setting. But okay, so coming back to this annual and quarterly goal setting for coaches, when I do my annual and quarterly goal setting, I have usually three to five big things I'd like to do or achieve by the end of the year. And then when I go to the quarterly level, I have some categories. And I have been very open for many years now about really loving the Daily Greatness Business Planner, dailygreatness.co. And this is not an affiliate link kind of a thing. Basically, this is the planner that I always say when I talk about it, it helped me get my shit together because it really helped me to focus. And I found that I've been able to make it fun. So when I look at my quarterly goals, if I just look at the categories I created for myself just in 2020, my first category is pleasure. Yeah, pleasure. My next one is, I call it rapid financial abundance. You know, why just be, to me anyway, why call it money? Like, oh, money. It's just kind of like money. Hopefully you're laughing with me in my funny voices now. Why not call it rapid financial abundance? Yeah, I'm waking up in the morning excited about that. Get myself some rapid financial abundance in here. Another of my categories is creativity and new offerings. And I think the category that was suggested to me by the planner was like new offerings or projects under development or something like that. And that was too formal. I was like, creativity, like a new offering. If I want to run a mastermind or do a webinar series or have ideas for podcast episodes, that's creativity. It's not just a new offering. It's creativity. I have a category for team and staff because at this point in my business, I work with a team of, how many people did we work with last year? 14 different contractors from around the world. I have another category that is affiliates, referrals, and community. I have another one. Instead of calling it marketing, I call it radiating promotion. Radiating promotion. I have another category for rest and rejuvenation because I'm so over it with the hustle thing. I mean, I know how to hustle, but making it the center of my life, how many times did I need to burn out my adrenals to realize that that's not what I want to be doing? Well, I just don't do that anymore. And then the last category is leaning in and stretch goals because I had an awareness that there was a place where I could get complacent. Like, okay, got it. I know how I market things. I know what assets I use each time. I know how I like to do that. And it's like, no, I need to not be complacent. So pleasure, rapid financial abundance, creativity and new offerings, team and staff, affiliates, referrals, and community, radiating promotion, rest and rejuvenation, leaning in and stretch goals. Quarterly, I make 2 top action steps for each of those, and then I establish 3 major goals for the project. And my 3 quarterly goals for Q1 of 2020 were 1, hire a content manager. 2, finish my 2nd book proposal. And 3, consistency across all platforms. So hiring a content manager, pretty self-explanatory. Finishing my book proposal, pretty self-explanatory. Consistency across platforms. You might be going, what's that about? Especially since Kate's been such a little stickler for coaches about you gotta be consistent about your marketing. Well, I had noticed something about myself in January and February of each year. And it is that January and February are very busy months for me because that's when we kick off the Courageous Living Coach Certification, which is the training program of which I am the director. And we're ICF accredited. So there's admin things that I have to track behind the scenes that our team has to track. Again, we're working with a team of people. We have a core team of 4 lead facilitators. I'm the 5th of that team. So I guess you could say 5 lead facilitators. And so I'm working with them. We also have a team of mentor coaches and there's a lot that's going on. We have our kickoff retreat for the training. The trainees are are organizing their time in their lives to start really fitting the training into their lives. There's a lot going on. There's just a lot going on. And I would notice that during January and February, I would just kind of drop off. I would just not really update as much, not really create as much, stuff like that. And so it wasn't being consistent. So I actually put that on there. I was like, all right, I want to be really consistent during Q1. And one of the things I love about the Daily Greatness Planner is that they actually have a section. You know, you list your goal or your project, like hire a content manager, finish a book proposal, consistency across platforms, and they have something under there that says, completing this goal will allow me to do or have more ... So with hiring a content manager, completing this goal will allow me to be, do, or have more ... I put freedom with my time, because it takes quite a bit of time, as you can imagine, to not just record the podcast episode, but also get it up onto our podcast host, create the graphics for it, create the website entry for it, create the social media promotion for it, write up the content for it, all the things. Finishing my book proposal. Completing this goal will allow me to be, do, or have more. And I put, I will have fun writing it. And I also put, I feel this book wanting to come out. So there you go. Like these annual and quarterly goals, oh, goal setting, it's so rigid. It doesn't have to be. I mean, how woo is that? I feel the book wanting to come out. I did. I do. I finished the book proposal, by the way. And then consistency across platforms, completing this goal will allow me to be, do, or have more ... I put feel in integrity with myself. Very simple. I did not feel in integrity with myself when I knew that I was copping out during Q1 of every single year and not getting my shit in order. I mean, come on, you know, I'm a grown ass person running a grown ass business. I can't drop off during Q1. Or I could, I suppose, but it wouldn't be in integrity to do so. So annual and quarterly goal setting for coaches. I would love to walk you through a little bit of a process that you can go through with this. I'm going to tie this in to a free planner. There are actually two free planners that I offer every single year. One of them is the Courageous Living Planner. You go to yourcourageouslife.com and sign up for the newsletter. After you sign up, you get access to an entire library of resources that are all about courage and courageous living. And that includes like workbooks and worksheets and audios and all kinds of fun stuff. Yourcourageouslife.com. One of the things you get is the free Courageous Living Planner. I don't charge for it. It's not a lead magnet. It's not anything I'm trying to get you to sign up for something else that's in there. It's literally 12 months of questions to guide you in your personal life. Separately, if you go to coachingblueprint.com, sign up for the newsletter, same gig, you will get access to a library of coaching marketing resources, one of which is the annual Coaching Blueprint Planner. And the Coaching Blueprint Planner is going to guide you through some goal setting that you could do around marketing. And between these two planners, the Courageous Living Planner at yourcourageouslife.com and the Coaching Blueprint Planner, which is at coachingblueprint.com, you would be able to set goals for yourself that are both personal and professional going into the new year. Because both of these planners have monthly components, you can set it yourself up so that you are going to be continuing to check in on these goals as you go through each month. Now, by all means, if you got really excited when I was talking about the Daily Greatness Planner, go, you know, buy it. It's like $50. But I think it's worth it. But if you want free, you have these two options. So what are you going to get if you go to the Coaching Blueprint Planner? Well, one of the things that I think is really important is to get a sense of where have you been, right? Like when you're working with a client first and the client says, I'm really struggling with overwhelm, I hope as a coach, you don't just start going, well, why don't we try you just da-da-da-da-da and then listing out advice. It's like, no, first, let's find out a little bit of contextual information from your client. What's their background with overwhelm? When did it start? What things have they already tried that haven't worked so well? All that good stuff. So the coaching blueprint follows that kind of a format. So we look at what I call the business matrix in the coaching blueprint planner. Your business is comprised of these five areas. 1, money and receiving. 2, collaboration and support. 3, vision and offerings. 4, fulfillment and ease. 5, promotion and growth. Why it is that I didn't feel it was quite right to just say promotion, money, collaboration, vision, fulfillment. Why all the ands? I don't know. But money and receiving, because it's not just about money. It's about receiving and feeling receptive. Collaboration and support. It's not just about, are you willing to collaborate? It's about support and how you create that. It's not just about, do you have vision? It's also vision and putting that into an offering. It's not just about fulfillment. It's about how easeful was that fulfillment for you? It's not just about promotion. Are you getting out there promoting yourself? It's also about growth. So for both the Courageous Living Planner and the Coaching Blueprint Planner, I start with, where have you been? Where have you been? So particularly though, I'm going to focus here on the Coaching Blueprint Planner because I want to really align this with, you know, the type of goals that you as a coach might be setting for the year. So in the first part of the Coaching Blueprint Planner, which is separate from the Coaching Blueprint Program, in the first part of the planner, we talk about money and receiving. So what were your goals in the past year around money and receiving, and what were the gaps? And then we look at promotion and growth. How did you promote yourself this past year, and how much did you grow? Did you measure it? Was there any place where you weren't measuring or tracking a metric, and thus you can't say how much you grew? Golly, y'all. I wish I had been really tracking the hard numbers the first 2-3 years of my business. I really do. I track things now, but I really wish I had in the first few years because wow, how cool that would be to look back and go, oh, I remember when I was there. And also just to see how things work. I wish I'd been putting time into like conversion rates and knowing how all that worked because it would be so cool to look back on that now. And also to have had that information earlier, it would have been so useful. Next section, promotion and growth. You know, the 80-20 principle states that 80% of our results come from 20% of our efforts. So what are those places for you? What are the big things that resulted in growth for your business during the past year? Collaboration and support. We ask questions like, where could your business have used more support in the past year? Fulfillment and ease. If you were to amplify the great and dilute what wasn't working, what specific actions would you take? If you were to, you know, if you wanted greater fulfillment and ease, you're going to need to amplify the things that are good, dilute the things that are not working, if not get rid of them entirely. What are those things? Vision and offering. Oh, so fun. Like, what were your specific offerings during the past year? Which of these offerings had the most responsiveness, interest, and which of your offerings feel stale or dry or otherwise uninspired? Where are the places where that those little whispers are coming to you going, just not really having much fun putting that out there? And then we get into planning. So with planning, we take it month by month. So it's like, what am I going to focus on promoting? How am I pricing it? What's the collaboration or support I'm asking for? And then the action items, like each week, what are you promoting? A blog post, a newsletter, social media, 2-3 times daily, and really keeping yourself accountable about getting out there with your coaching business. That is the number one place where I see coaches really hobble themselves around growing their businesses, is that they're consistent for maybe 3 months after they finish a coach training, or maybe 3 months after they complete some kind of self-study marketing work or a marketing program, and then it fizzles out. And it's like, you got to be consistent for longer than that. And then I also include in the Blueprint Planner an editorial calendar for each month. It's like, what is it that you are putting out there? You've got some content. So maybe you've got a blog post and it's on a particular topic. When have you scheduled it and when have you promoted it? So, you know, you scheduled it for January 15th. Maybe you pre-scheduled a tweet for January 15th, but you also have a newsletter set to go out the next day. So looking at these pieces and getting very granular is an excellent way to start seeing yourself come to some level of success. So I mentioned this, you know, daily greatness planner and, you know, these high level vision goals. And then what am I doing Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4? I mentioned the outcomes, what you want to learn, how you want to feel. The next place I go to in my life is actually very granular. So when I've got my quarterly goals, I'm looking at my week and I'm going, okay, when do I need to fit in some work on this particular project? So I mentioned my book proposal earlier. I had to actually sit down and look at my life and say to myself, when am I going to be working on this book proposal? I'm going to slot some time in here. I'm going to slot some time in here. I'm going to slot some time in here. I no longer buy into the idea of waiting for inspiration on these things. I love it when the inspiration just comes. And don't get me wrong, I totally have been hit by inspiration at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, and suddenly I'm just like, I got to drop everything and I got to go work on the thing. But I really think that as an artist, creative person, and if you are coaching and if you are creating content, you are artistic, you are creative. If you are only ever waiting for when you feel inspired, you are just going to be hit or miss. I love what Julia Cameron says in her book, The Artist's Way. Highly recommend that book too. What Julia Cameron talks about in The Artist's Way is just that, that you do not wait for the muse, that is actually a form for creatives of creating drama in their lives. What you do is you have a regular and dedicated practice to your creativity, and you do not always try to get the final result, the best, the this is ready to publish 2 seconds after I complete it kind of thing. You just put your time in. I would say that The War of Art, another highly recommended book for creative people. And again, I'm gonna keep saying this because coaches get really like, oh, but I'm not very creative. You know, no, creativity is not just painting or dance or music. Creative thinking, which is what you do when you're a coach, is part of this too. You are creative if you are a coach. The War of Art, excellent book. And it's the same thing. It's not about waiting for some flash of inspiration or when it feels right. You basically have to roll up your sleeves and sit your butt down in the chair and create, even on the days when you're like, what am I even doing? I don't even know what I'm doing. And then you just work through those days. And then some other day, it's like, oh, great, I'm sitting down and I feel completely ready to go. Now, there's one challenge in particular that I will leave you with for today's podcast episode. And it is the challenge that I genuinely believe makes all the difference. It's this, and this applies whether personally or professionally, whether you're talking about a personal growth goal or a marketing goal. Although I think that people get stickier around marketing goals. It's this: focus on goals that you can put your actions behind and that are within the circle of your control. So if you make it a goal to get onto the Today Show, that's not a bad goal, but just consider that there's a lot about that goal that is outside of the circle of your control. By contrast, making a goal, I will pitch 3 different producers for the Today Show at some point over the next 12 months. Now that is completely within your control. How often you pitch is totally within your control. Whether or not someone accepts your pitch, not in your control. So as you are setting up your goals, if you say to yourself things like, well, I want to make $100,000, great. My invitation to you would be that because it's not a bad goal, just be aware that there are so many factors that could really get in the way of making $100,000 that you can't control, like how responsive someone is to the things that you market to them. But if you put a goal out there like, I will be consistent in how I market my mastermind group that I'm going to run this year, that's $10,000 a person and I'm accepting 10 people, well, there you go. You are going to hit that goal. So I really encourage people to focus on things that are within the circle of their control when they are setting their goals. And if you are not focusing on something that is within your circle of control, it's not that that's bad. You're just going to need to make sure that you do a little extra legwork to tell yourself, hey, if this doesn't happen, I'm not going to make it mean that I shouldn't be a coach or I'm a failure or any of this other stuff that fear says. It just means that I aimed really freaking high because I'm just that ambitious. And that's a great quality for me to have. Ambition is a wonderful quality. I love it. I'm full of it. You will be hobbled by it if you don't pair it with a willingness to not be in control of every single variable. Because ambition without an awareness of where you are attaching to expectations gets you stuck. And I don't want you to be stuck. I want you to rock out with your goals. I want you to be excited. I want you to wake up in the morning going, yeah, I'm going to rock this business. Here's where I'm going to be personally and professionally within the next month, the next 3 months, within the half a year mark, or by the end of the year. And these are all tools that you can use with your clients too. By all means, please encourage your clients to set up goals that are within the circle of their control. By all means, when your clients are being really ambitious, encourage their ambition. Just also put into the conversation something about not getting an attachment to a certain result that could spin them into a story about not being enough or being a failure or any of that if they don't hit the goal. By all means, set the goals that have a specific and measurable outcome. That's not bad. Just also build in what you want to learn and how you want to feel, because that is how you will have the most successful experience with goal setting. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a moment to give us a rating in iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, so helpful, because that helps other people to learn about this podcast and also listen in. You might also want to become a subscriber so that you always get the latest episodes. If you head over to the Courageous Living Coach Certification website at teamclcc.com, that's teamclcc.com, and sign up to be a subscriber, not only will you get the first information about whenever we open up enrollment, you will also get access to a number of bonuses, like our Become a Coach video series, invitations to webinars on the craft of coaching, and so much more. So I hope that I see you over there. Once again, thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.